Hi, Scott Walker here. Wisconsin is working, literally. Today, we received more good news as our unemployment rate dropped in Wisconsin to 3.9% in January. That's the lowest it's been in 16 years. It's also significantly better than the national rate of 4.8%. Overall, job growth was significant over the year in areas like manufacturing and construction. And the number of people participating in Wisconsin's labor force, it outpaces the nation. On top of that, private sector wages grew by 7% in the third quarter of last year. All of this is further evidence that our reforms are working. Our state budget proposal builds upon our success and helps everyone who wants a job to find a job. That means transitioning people from government dependence to true independence through the dignity that comes from hard work. Here in Wisconsin, we're willing to help people who are down and out, but public assistance should be a trampoline, not a hammock. We're asking able-bodied adults to be employed at least 80 hours a month or be enrolled in job training program to receive benefits like food stamps. We're also working with the new administration and Congress to get approval to expand drug testing for those seeking public assistance. If they fail the test, we'll provide treatment to help them get healthy so they can get back into the workforce. Employers tell me all the time that they're eager to find individuals with fundamental employability skills who can pass a drug test. You see, we want to get people back on their feet again and into the workforce. Together, we're working and winning for Wisconsin.